Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I was going to save this interview for you. I think it's an exclusive, but either way, I was going to save this interview for you for later in the hour, but I thought, nah, let's start our statewide show with this interview with Tulsi Gabbard. And then we can take your phone calls after that. So if you got something you want to talk about, you can call into the show. Or if you want to react to something I said or something Tulsi Gabbard said, hey, you can call in and give us your thoughts. You can call in and give us your reaction. So that's why I thought, hey, better to start the show with Tulsi instead of wrap up the show with Tulsi here this morning. Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard is still in Montana. In fact, she's got a couple of big rallies, one in the Flathead and one in the Gallatin Valley, taking place tomorrow. I'll give you the details on that here later this hour. But I was able to catch up with her earlier this morning because right now she is in the middle of some events that she is hosting, that she is standing alongside Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Here you go, my chat earlier this morning with Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat congresswoman, former Democrat presidential candidate, and more importantly, a fellow Iraq war veteran. Tulsi Gabbard, great to have you on this show. How's your time in Montana thus far?
Thank you so much, Aaron. It has been absolutely fantastic. I've not been to your state before. This is my first visit here. And literally within two steps of walking out that airport, my husband and I just stopped and looked at the mountains and took a deep breath and said, oh, my gosh, we love this place. So it's wonderful to be here.
Well, you were in Whitefish on Monday for this big Take Back Title IX rally to defend women's sports, to defend girls' sports, and so much more. How was the rally, and what was the message that you wanted to send to Montanans at that rally in Whitefish on Monday?
You know, at a time where there is so much hyperpartisanship and divisiveness, there are fundamental principles that we must come together around as Americans, and this is true of us across the country, and it's also true for Montanans here. As you look to a highly contested U.S. Senate race, one of those fundamental principles we need to stand together on is the principle of objective truth. And the subject of the rally with Riley Gaines and others was the objective truth of the biological differences between men and women and boys and girls, and that we need to stand together for equality and fairness for women and girls in sports and education, something that President Biden has just taken an egregious step to destroy Title IX, which provided that equal playing field over 50 years ago. And by the way, whose actions Senator John Tester here supports. We must come together, men and women, boys and girls, and stand together for objective truth and for our women and girls who are seeing opportunities taken away from them through Joe Biden's destruction of Title IX.
All right, more to follow of my conversation with Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat member of Congress, former Democrat presidential candidate, and Iraq war veteran. We talk about this radical woke agenda, the massive government spending going to all these other countries, and much more. Stand by.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I had some listeners, you know, we mentioned how big this is that Tulsi Gabbard's in Montana. And so some listeners said, well, Aaron, what do you think of Tulsi Gabbard? And I've said this before on the show. I said, look, I said, you know, she was a Democrat member of Congress. I'm obviously conservative. I said, so I never agreed with Tulsi Gabbard on every issue. But then again, I didn't even agree with some Republicans on every issue either. I said, but I always had respect for her. And certainly I respected her service in Iraq. And those of us who've served in the military, we get it. We've served left and right with so many great Americans, different backgrounds, different beliefs. And so there's that mutual respect there. There's that love of country. And there's that idea that, hey, we don't have to agree on everything to still respect one another. And that's being lost in so many circles around America right now.
You're exactly right. And it's unfortunate, but it speaks to the crisis that we face as a country right now. And, you know, I am here. I'll be here again all day tomorrow. I take off early Friday morning, but I'll be campaigning with Tim Sheehy tomorrow, really because of what we are facing. Obviously, both he and John Tester have served our country in uniform. I respect them both for the service that they gave and the sacrifices that they and their families made.
But well, actually, Tester didn't serve in the military himself.
He did not.
No, he didn't. I think he had a family member, though. But yeah, but if he did, yeah, certainly we'd thank all who served. Yeah. Yep. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No. I'm glad you corrected me. The bottom line is, for people who've taken an oath, as John Tester has as a U.S. senator, to support and defend the Constitution, which you and I took as we served in uniform, as Tim Sheehy took, that oath is a very serious thing. And the choice that we have before us as Americans, again, Democrat, Republican, Independent, irrespective of that, we have to come together and defend those principles enshrined in our founding documents. The Biden administration and the Democrat elite in Washington are attacking our freedom of speech. They are attacking our Second Amendment rights. They are attacking and undermining our democracy and rule of law, all in their pursuit of power. And so while we will hear many different talking points throughout this election, the reality is that President Joe Biden, with the support, almost total support of every Democrat in Washington, is destroying this very country that we love and that we took an oath to serve.
That ties in with something else I've told listeners who've asked it. I said, when it comes to the biggest, most important issues of the day, and I think I played your portions of your CPAC speech, Tulsi Gabbard is spot on when it comes to pushing back against this radical woke agenda, especially targeting kids with this radical transgender agenda, and how they're pushing this on our military, and it's harming our military readiness right now as well. I mean, I had a mom call in. Her daughters serve in the military, and they were told, oh, yeah, no, you're going to have men enter your showers, and you better not complain about it, or you'll be the one in trouble. It's crazy.
Exactly. It is insanity. And this is where, you know, my call to action at the rally to protect girls' sports the other day, and just a call to action to all Americans is, you know, the things that we may disagree on, we need to be able to live in a free society where we can debate those things and have conversations. But if we are unwilling to take action around these things that are affecting our kids, that are affecting our ability to live in safe communities, that are affecting our ability to live in a country with secure borders, then we will lose the country that we love and that we cherish. And so, you know, this election is for me the most important of our lives because of what is truly at stake at an existential level for our country. And it's an opportunity for us to bridge those divides, Aaron, and actually come together around those founding principles just as our founding fathers did.
Yeah, on top of pushing back against the radical woke agenda, you've been pushing back against another major threat where they're trying to undermine America. These attacks on the First Amendment, you referenced it, big tech and the news outlets censoring Americans, trying to silence Americans and shut down America. And then the weaponization of government, all topics that you've been speaking out on. You made the bold, courageous decision to leave the Democrat Party. We've got over 100,000 veterans here in Montana, very important voters in this upcoming U.S. Senate race here in Montana. You're going to be standing alongside a fellow veteran, Tim Sheehy, and his wife, Carmen, also a fellow veteran as well. There's some veterans that vote for the Democrat Party. Even there's a lot of them who don't like what they see. They don't like what's happening with our southern border. They don't like what's happening with this woke agenda. But yet they still feel like they have to wear the jersey. They have to vote for the Democrat Party. What would your message be to them on why they need to take that bold, courageous move that you've taken?
You know, my message for our brothers and sisters who've worn the uniform, but really for everyone who cherishes peace and freedom and who loves our country, is we must put our country first. This is the essence of the book that I just wrote and came out with. It's called For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind. And really the heart of the book is rooted in my own experience of having been a Democrat for over 20 years, but always did my best to maintain that independent spirit and make decisions that put our country first, much to the ire of much of the Democrat leadership in Washington, who sought to destroy me and retaliated against me because of that decision. But if we are unwilling to stand with courage and put country before party, then we will no longer have this country that we love. We will no longer have the freedoms that we love. And this isn't just hyperbole. As you mentioned, we're already seeing the erosion of these fundamental freedoms happening before our very eyes.
All right, we'll hold it right there. More with Tulsi Gabbard. A few more minutes with Tulsi Gabbard right after this, and then the phone lines will be open for you to weigh in.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a few more minutes of our conversation with former Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard in Montana as we speak. I'm going to get back to that, just a few more minutes of that, and then the phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Real quickly, you heard Tulsi Gabbard reference that she's going to have two free rallies taking place tomorrow, Tulsi Gabbard and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. There's a rally in Kalispell, 8:30 tomorrow morning at Snowline Acres, and then a rally at 3:30 in the afternoon at Rockin' TJ Ranch in Bozeman. There's a couple of website links I'll mention. It might be hard for some of you to remember. So anyway, you're probably not going to be able to write down or remember this information that I'm sharing with you right now. But what I'm going to do is after the show is over, I'm going to put these this RSVP info, the details for these rallies, on our Montana Talks website so that you can get the details there. But for the Kalispell rally, it's a similar website as what the Bozeman rally is to RSVP. Here's the website, saveamericakalispell.rsvpify.com. saveamericakalispell.rsvpify.com. That's rsvpify.com. And then for the Bozeman rally, saveamericabozeman.rsvpify.com. But like I say, I'll get that on our Montana Talks website for you later today for those who weren't able to copy that or can't recall the website information to RSVP for these Tulsi Gabbard rallies. Here's more of our conversation, and then we're going to talk about the VA and more.
And we're already seeing the erosion of these fundamental freedoms happening before our very eyes, the retaliation against political opponents using the Department of Justice and law enforcement. These are all things that are happening right now. And there are many, many pieces of evidence that prove that. And so, you know, even as you may not be happy with the candidates who are running or you've got different agreements or disagreements, this is the moment where we've got to set those things aside and put our country first, as we have throughout our lives, and take action to stop those who are destroying our country. And in this election, that is Joe Biden and his administration. And here in Montana, I've looked at John Tester's voting record. And he's voted against securing our border. You know, you hear a lot of talking points. When you actually look at his record, it paints a pretty disturbing picture that to me, does not serve the best interest of Montanans or Americans.
Yeah, he voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms, voted against girls' sports, and Riley Gaines held him accountable as well earlier this week. Tulsi Gabbard, such an honor to have you on this show. I've got 30 seconds before a hard break. Can you stick around for a few more minutes, or do you got to run? I understand
yes.
If you got to run.
You
can?
I'll
okay, great. All right. Well, with about 20 or 30 seconds before the break, what do you think? Do you think Donald Trump might select you as a vice presidential running mate, potentially? Have you talked with him about it?
Only Donald Trump knows the answer to that question. I'm focused. I am completely laser focused on my mission, which is to do all I can to help save our country in this election, and that, find a way to be in a place where I can serve my country and make a maximal impact to start to fix what is so broken in our government.
Tulsi Gabbard, I remember when you were on the debate stage, and we had a Democrat governor, Steve Bullock, at the time, who thought he could run for president. And, you know, his big thing, he was against dark money. And then, of course, when he lost the U.S. Senate race in 2020, what did Steve Bullock decide to do now? He runs a dark money group. Surprise, surprise, right?
The level of doublespeak in too many of these politicians is just crazy. And quite frankly, Aaron, it's one of the reasons why so many people are justifiably sick and tired of our politics of today, because they have politicians who say one thing and do another. And ultimately it just proves that they are in it for themselves and their own advancement rather than the people.
Well, John Tester is a perfect example of that. That's why he's earned the nickname the flip-flop, flat-top, the fake moderate. You know, it's interesting. I watched that debate between Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and Liberal Senator John Tester Sunday morning. John Tester campaigned for office back in 2006, being against these wars, being against the massive government spending, against the Patriot Act. By golly, Sunday morning, he gave a full-throated defense of all of this massive government spending and Ukraine spending. And let's be honest, if Donald Trump were still president, there would not have been an invasion of Ukraine. There would not have been a war in Ukraine. But it's just amazing to me, this massive spending that's going to all these other countries instead of to America.
And this is where I really hope that voters are really paying attention to the records of people like John Tester, the records of people like President Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden has said over and over again, as has John Tester, that, you know, they are for secure borders and they blame Republicans for not passing a border security bill. But what they're not telling the American people is that that legislation and Joe Biden's recent executive order related to, quote unquote, securing the border does not secure the border. Both of those pieces of legislation actually would institutionalize illegal immigration. They say, okay, well, there's a cap. Once, you know, 2,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 illegal immigrants cross the border, then we'll shut it down. And so I've been to the border in different states in our country, and I've seen the well-oiled human trafficking, multi-billion-dollar machine that the cartels are running. All this does is tells them, okay, you can send over 2,500 people a day under Joe Biden's new rule. That's it. If you don't make the 2,500 cut, then you can come across the next day. It's a facade and it's a lie and it's a political campaign ploy to try to get people to vote for them when, in fact, they have no interest in securing the border whatsoever.
Pride flags hoisted over VA facilities, frontline VA workers being fired, VA resources going to illegals. Your thoughts about a minute to go before we wrap up the hour, Tulsi Gabbard.
We need leaders who will put our country in the interests of the American people first. John Tester here has the distinction of being the number one elected official in Washington who's received the most political contributions from lobbyists. We've seen how, unfortunately, even as a leader on the Veterans Affairs Committee in the Senate, he has failed to ensure that all of our post-9/11 generation servicemen and women are getting the care that they need. He had the opportunity to do it, and he fell far short. When you go down the issues, whether it's issues we've talked about here today about boys and girls locker rooms and open borders and, you know, spending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas while telling our soldiers, sorry, we're going to cut your education benefits. You haven't earned them enough. It's clear where their priorities stand. Look at their records, not their campaign talking points. And we've got to do our part to put our country and our interests, the American people's interest first and foremost.
And Montana can do it. We are the most important state in the country this November. Tulsi Gabbard, such an honor to have you. Thanks for your time. All right, there you go. That was a conversation with Tulsi Gabbard earlier this morning. She's in the middle of events with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy right now. What's your take? What's your thoughts on what Tulsi had to say? Or do you got something you want to talk about? We've got the phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0970. John in Bozeman first up. John, what's your thoughts this morning?
Well, you know, this whole thing, everything that's going on, there's a blueprint, okay? And people just keep ignoring the blueprint, which was published years and years and years ago. You know, this the thing that's happening with China, the fentanyl, the anxiety, you know, causing people to want to use fentanyl. Everything that's going on is just a ploy by China to fulfill the Communist Manifesto. If people would read the Communist Manifesto, all the planks are there. And those that are adhering to those planks are not Americans. They're not patriotic. They're traitors.
Well, even if you don't read the Communist Manifesto, just look at the receipt from your grocery store visit. Look at what a Big Mac costs you today compared to what it cost you in 2019. Look at the people that are dying because of what the Mexican drug cartels are doing to target people right here in Montana, right? So whether you read the Communist Manifesto or not, just read your grocery store bill. That ought to be enough in itself, given the massive inflation. All right, John, thanks for the call. 406-294-0970 is the number for you if you want to jump in on the conversation this morning as well. Had an email here from John, I think in Helena. I think John in Helena, a U.S. Navy Vietnam veteran, and then also a retired U.S. Army, Montana Army National Guard colonel, retired. And he saw the story on the news yesterday morning. This message came in last night in my email inbox here. He says, Aaron, this is one of those WTF issues that showed up on the local Fox news station this morning. My initial response was, this can't be true. They wouldn't do something this stupid in election year. And anyway, what he was referring to is, and yeah, it's a true story. The Joe Biden VA that's giving all your money to all these other countries all over the world, they are cutting and firing frontline VA healthcare workers. They're cutting frontline VA healthcare workers. At the same time, they're still using VA resources to go to illegal aliens. At the same time, they're still hoisting a rainbow flag over VA facilities in Montana, which is such a slap in the face to our veterans and those who have served. Anyway, he says this, regardless how much virtue signaling they do about caring for veterans, they will try to justify it while spending billions on illegal immigrant free stuff, including giving them access to VA healthcare facilities. So anyway, John, thanks for that message. Yeah, crazy times, crazy world we are living in right now.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
The Senate Agriculture Committee leaders, including Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member John Bozeman, have now offered outlines of the Farm Bill for consideration in the Senate. Joby Young is the Executive Vice President of the American Farm Bureau.
What we're seeing in the proposals that are coming out from all of our leaders on the Ag Committee that's important to us at Farm Bureau and certainly across the ag world is the broad recognition that the ag provisions of the Farm Bill do need some updates, like looking at our ag programs and updating pieces of that to meet the economic changes we've seen over the last few years, the value of crop insurance and finding ways to improve and expand crop insurance for some of the commonalities.
Bozeman and Stabenow's overviews do have key differences, though.
Some key differences that are going to define the debate going forward are primarily in places like the nutrition title and what the proposals are that the different leaders have. You know, another piece is what the conservation programs look like going forward. They've made a lot of progress in the last few months moving closer together on conservation, but there's still a little bit of pencil sharpening left to go to have some final agreement on that piece.
Young says the proposals are an important step, but more progress needs to be made.
Well, what we're hoping for is now now that Chairwoman Sabinow and Ranking Member Bozeman both have proposals out there that are summaries, that we'll see bill text and we'll see a markup schedule, and they'll take what they put here in sort of outline format and memorialize it and formalize it into bill text so they can go and have a hearing and have a markup and pass the farm bill on the Senate side.
I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I know some of you out there thinking, wait a minute, they're flying this controversial rainbow flag over VA facilities in Montana. Why would you slap our veterans in the face with political controversial garbage like that? And why are you giving... using VA resources to help illegal aliens. I mean, another slap in the face, kind of like the COVID vaccine mandates were a slap in the face, kind of like the mask mandates were a slap in the face. Yeah, they're doing it. I'll tell you more about that story here in just a second, but phone lines are open for you. 294-0970. Fred in Roundup, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, howdy, Aaron. I've been listening to you since you were on KGHL, and thanks for all you do.
Oh, hey, well, appreciate it. Going way back, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Time flies. Yeah, that rainbow thing, I wasn't going to talk about that, but that's really nauseating, like so many other things. But I was called about Ben Franklin. He told the colonists back in the day when they were fighting the British that everybody had to hang together or surely everybody would hang separately. And also, once they got the British beat, he said, you've got your republic, keep it if you can.
So, yeah, two great quotes. Two great quotes all around. You're reminding me, I read some great quotes here. Man, I was when I was flying out to the Washington, D.C. area for that military monument dedication ceremony last Friday, I was reading the latest copy of Range magazine here, and there's some good quotes in that one. I'll have to see if I can pull out a couple for you here. But no, this you know, this flying of the rainbow flag over VA facilities. You know, they did that back when Obama, Biden were in charge the last go around, and I called them out for it back then. What a slap in the face it was to our veterans. And now, of course, you got Biden and Tester in charge of the VA once again. And here they go again, pushing this political agenda. Why don't they just leave the politics out of the VA altogether and just serve veterans, regardless of what they do in their private lives? I mean, if you're going to put the left-wing controversial rainbow flag up there, well, why don't you put a Make America Great Again flag up there, right?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to destroy our military, I believe.
Doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, in the Vietnam Veteran Memorial calendar that I've got, or Vietnam Vet calendar, today is it says it's Women Veterans Day on the Vietnam calendar.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's great. Well, how timely then to have Tulsi Gabbard on the show with us. Very cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was thinking I should call before, but I didn't get around to it, so...
Oh, thanks for the reminder of that, and thanks for thanks to all our Vietnam veterans out there, and welcome home.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Okay, well, thanks, and have a great day.
Hey, you too. I appreciate it. One of the quotes in the Range magazine and their amazing facts and quotes compilation here. Well, I liked the Robert Frost one just because life gets so crazy. Robert Frost, American poet, said this, in three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on. That's a great quote from Robert Frost. The next one in line here was from Ronald Reagan, the 40th American president. Our Constitution is a document in which we the people tell the government what it is allowed to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are free. So that's a great Ronald Reagan quote. Let's see. Anyway, there's other great quotes in there. It's one of the things I love about Range magazine. All right, let's see. Fred and Roundup, thanks for the call. Next up, let's go to Marvin in Helena, listening to KCAP. Marvin, what's on your mind?
Yes, Aaron. I met you up here at Bob's Deli, Mark. I was the one that had the Trump hat on.
Oh, that was a great event. But, yeah, Bob's Valley Market, right before Easter. That was a great time.
Yeah, it was a good one. But what I wanted to talk about was Tester says he got 12 vet clinics in Montana. Well, the one in Havre, I know for a fact, my brother, Merrill up there, he was the one that got that one going. He wanted to get a clinic in Havre, you know, for the people up in the Highline area that didn't have to go to Great Falls and Helena all the time. And he went down to the mayor's office and asked him, how do you get one going? And they said, well, you got to get some petitions out and get a bunch of people to sign them. And he asked the mayor, he says, would you help me on it? And he says, not at this time. So he went and got some petitions. He drove to Chester and he went to Chinook, to Harlem, Hogan, Turner, and all around. And he gathered up a ton of petitions, and they took them back, and the mayor took a look at it and says, my God, she says, we better get on board and help you. But meanwhile, he had sent a letter to Baucus, to Tester, and to Reberg for help. And Merrill, he was a strong Democrat, and a radical Democrat, put it that way, and the people up there will probably tell you that. But anyway, he said, of all things, he said, the only letter I got back was from Reberg, and a very nice one from Reberg, saying that anything he could do to help, let him know. So,
Well, and I don't know if you caught it last week, but we had a great write-up. Chris Ingett is a Purple Heart veteran with Concerned Veterans for America Montana, and he wrote an article about how John Tester is undermining the Mission Act. Now, you remember we had Darren Selnick on our show when he was here in Montana when they were doing these town hall meetings across the state focused on veterans issues, and Darren Selnick will tell you he was the Veterans Affairs policy expert in the White House when we got the Mission Act across the finish line. They had to fight John Tester every step of the way to try to get the Mission Act across the finish line because he was opposing it. But thankfully, there was an election year in 2018, and John Tester needed to look like he was going to support the veterans, so that's how they were able to get him to force him to support the Mission Act. But now that Joe Biden and John Tester are in charge of the VA, they're undermining the Mission Act. And then on top of that, you know, they've got VA resources going to illegal aliens and much more. Let's see, Marvin, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. And, yeah, it was great to see you at Bob's Valley Market earlier this year. Such a great event. In fact, I saw Americans for Prosperity Montana just shared some photographs from that event on their Facebook page. Just caught my eye during the last break there. All right, what about the controversial flag being flown? And thanks to David Noble for making that point via X, how many times, this was the point David Noble made, how many times does the fake news media call something controversial which is not controversial? I remember like when the Montana legislature was in session, you know, the Montana legislature passed a bill to protect kids from getting their body parts chopped off in the name of the transgender agenda. And leave it to some liberal news outlet here in Montana to say, a controversial bill by the Montana legislature. That's not controversial. Protecting kids so they don't get their body parts chopped off so that a boy can pretend to be a girl or a girl can pretend to be a boy. Protecting kids from a life-altering decision, an irreversible life-altering decision, that is not controversial. Promoting that type of stuff with a controversial flag over a VA healthcare facility, that is controversial. Anyway, Congressman Matt Rosendale from the Eastern Congressional District, first to speak out earlier this week. I highlighted this topic back when Obama was president. He says the VA should be worrying more about providing world-class care to our veterans and less about inundating them with propagandist gay flags. Rosendale added, quote, this unnecessary distraction does absolutely nothing to ensure our veterans are receiving the health care and benefits they have earned. I call on Secretary McDonough and all VA medical centers to halt this discriminatory virtue signaling immediately. And Tim Sheehy weighed in. He says, absolutely right, Congressman Rosendale. Under Joe Biden and John Tester's leadership, the VA has focused on pride flags and the left's woke agenda instead of fulfilling its mission to serve our veterans. The VA is broken and must be held accountable. Our veterans deserve so much better. Senator Steve Daines weighing in as well. He says the Department of Veterans Affairs' sole focus should be on caring for our nation's veterans. Flying a divisive flag that promotes the left's woke agenda only distracts from it. This is a slap in the face to those who have served, and the flag must be removed. So good job by Congressman Rosendale, Tim Sheehy, Senator Daines, and others for standing up and speaking out on that front. I shared those words from Tim Sheehy and added this right on. Can you imagine if we flew Trump flags over the VA? Political symbols like the left-wing pride flag should not be used to divide veterans at the VA. But you see, that's what it's really all about. They want to divide us. They want to target children. They want to transform this country into something else. They see no place as sacred. That's why they have no problem pushing this type of nonsense at a VA healthcare facility, because they see nothing as sacred. They don't see your service and sacrifice as sacred.
Studios.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Bobby in Helena sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. I have not had a doctor at the Helena VA in 2 years. Yeah, Bobby, remember when they had this big announcement. We've got a new building in Helena for VA psychologists. And then they couldn't find any psychologists to man the building with. So, but they spent a lot of money on this big fancy building. It's like, why do you keep spending money on buildings that you can't? Why don't you just get veterans the care that they want from the doctor they want without forcing them to drive 6 hours to go get that care? That's the policy that Donald Trump was putting into effect and got put into effect. That's what started to help significantly. That's what's being undermined right now by Joe Biden and John Tester, because John Tester, since day one, has opposed veterans' choice. Sally in Sunburst says this: veterans get one of 365 days called Veterans Day to honor them. LGBTQ stole the rainbow and all of June for them. Yet they do not deserve honor by forcing their agenda and destroying American culture. Yeah, no, they'd respond and they'd say, well, wait a minute. The month of May is the month of blah, 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 blah. But yet the media, big tech, all these world corporations, I don't see them making a big deal out of this month or this or that. But, oh, man, it's all hands on deck to promote this radical left-wing agenda, isn't it, Sally? All right, let's go into the phone lines once again. And we've got phone lines open for you right now. If you call right now, I should be able to get to you before we run out of time. 294-0970, Vince in Billings, listening to KBUL. Vince, what's on your mind?
Well, little change the subject, but I get aggravated. I had a brother that was a veteran. I got a brother that lives in Salt Lake, and they're taking care of him. He's got some cancer issues. And my dad was a veteran from World War II, and they all got stiffed at times in the VA. Why don't we just give them a credit card that has their name, rank, serial number, and go anywhere they want to go and get care?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that we're doing all this. That would make it easy.
Active duty service, I mean, if you have TRICARE and you're a currently serving personnel member, you can do that. You don't have to go wait 6 months to get your heart checked out, drive halfway across the state with a bad lower back that's going to feel even worse.
My dad was 92 years old, and he could still recite his name, rank, and serial number like it was yesterday, you know? And so take care of him that way.
Yeah.
But another change of subject, Aaron, I really got a bone to pick. I've been trying to get a hold of somebody from the Department of Transportation. They built a new section of road over in the Muscle Shell Millstone area from the Muscle Shell River towards Forsyth, about 10 miles. That road is going to pieces bad, and it's going to kill somebody. And I have been trying to get a hold of somebody. I've called Helena. You can't get a call back. what in the world? Every person over there pulls a horse trailer. I pull equipment trailers over that all summer long. That's a highway that that you can only do 45 miles an hour on. It's so dangerous now. And it's like nobody cares. All they want to do is blame either the contractor or somebody else, and nobody will give the town people, the county people and Musselshell and Rosebud County any answers over there. What do we do? How do we get it to hold of this government so people will respond to us? At least tell us what's going on. I think Sage Newman's the only one good enough to ride that highway.
Yeah, I was going to say, that saddle bronc rider. Oh, man, buckle up for this one, buddy. I'll bet he even takes a detour based on what you're telling me here, too. Well,
terrible. It's terrible. I about got smacked by a semi. Didn't know the road. They got one marker, but the whole road is going to pieces. It's got great big dips in it. And I about got smacked by a semi. He hit that stuff, and I don't know how he managed to save it.
Well,
I got over with my trailer and off the road enough to get him by. And that's when I said enough's enough.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Vince. I mean, John Tester just told us Sunday morning, we've got to save democracy. We've got to give all that money to all these other countries. Hey, what are you telling me there's roads that need repairing? What do you mean the Milk River and the St. Mary's Irrigation Project still needs work? All this federal government money that's been spent and the infrastructure needs still ain't taken care of. But we have democracy to save elsewhere, right?
Proud of his infrastructure bill that has done nothing for us. Nothing.
A drop in the bucket, but look at how much. I mean, I just saw that there's a proposed pay raise for enlisted troops, and the Biden administration is opposing it. He has given far more money to Ukraine alone that would have more than covered this pay raise for enlisted American troops. But it's for Americans, not for other countries.
Let me let you get somebody else on the phone, but anybody that knows how to get a hold of anybody that can talk to us about this road, I'd love to have them get a hold of me. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and it's just...
Well, send me an email. Vince, send me an email, and I'll forward it to our contacts, at least at the communications office, see if we can shake something up for you. So, Vince, yeah, send us an email, and I'll forward that on to our contacts at the DOT. All right, we got, like, 20 seconds to go. Mark in Three Forks, do you want to give us the final word today?
Yeah, we're celebrating Pride Month this month. I was wondering what other months we're going to use to celebrate the other seven daily sins.
Wait, you said we're celebrating Pride Month. I said, are you celebrating it?
No,
I don't know.
Are.
Don't throw us in on
they
that
are.
One. Yeah.
The world is supposedly celebrating it, yeah.
Yeah, all right, appreciate it. Thanks for the call.